Who should profit from the Bering Sea and Aleutian Islands crab fisheries? That was the big question at the North Pacific Fishery Management Council meeting over the weekend. Answering it generated more than 6 hours of public testimony and resulted in a vote that split the council. KUCB's Stephanie Joyce has more.
At the heart of the debate over who should reap the benefits of crabbing is a practice called quota leasing. Crab fishing used to be a race. There was a set amount that could be taken, and vessels competed to get as many pounds as possible before it all ran out. 6 years ago, fisheries managers switched over to a system that distributed shares of the harvest to vessel owners based on how much they had caught historically. For many owners, the share they received wasn't big enough to make fishing profitable. Others simply didn't want to be a part of the industry anymore. The result was a massive consolidation of the crab fleet. 230 boats fished Bristol Bay red king crab in 2001. This year, only 62 fished. But many of the owners who no longer have vessels that fish for crab still own crab shares. They lease those shares to active boats in exchange for part of the profits. Anecdotal evidence suggests that in some fisheries, like Bristol Bay, more than half of the total harvest is leased. Quota holders in that fishery charge boats up to 70% for the right to fish their shares. What that potentially means is that some quota holders receive large profits from their shares without assuming any of the risk of owning a vessel or actually catching crab. Councillor Sam Cotton described it as collecting rent when he asked crabber Tyler Schmiel whether the practice bothered him.
Do you care if the people that you lease your quota from are active in the fishery? Do you care if they live in Singapore and just do nothing but collect rents? Does it make any difference to you as part of your business? Does it offend you in any way as a matter of policy?
Schmiel said it didn't bother him, and so did crabber Brian Hayworth, who also testified.
To hear that owners of the boats are sitting on beaches in tropical location receiving checks that only most of us can ever dream of doesn't really faze me. It's, you know, good for them. They were truly the ones that took the financial risk of owning their boats, dealing with crews, dealing with the insurance companies, before the IQ programs. And I mean, most of these guys, I mean, they pioneered the industry.
Other fishermen and some counselors felt very differently about who should benefit. Tom Surian is skipper of the Bristol Mariner. He testified that high lease rates take money out of crew members' pockets.
We know traditionally where we started before rationalization. There's tremendous data to show that. We know where we are now. And we also know that there's a trend downward that as over time, especially as more and more crab is leased and there's royalties assigned to that, that it seems to be coming out of the crew share.
Councillor Dan Hall said he didn't see any incentive for quota holders to ever sell their shares and let new people into the industry if they could just keep collecting returns.
The only reason that a corporation might sell, as far as I can see, is that if the revenues earned from that quota would be less than what they could earn it by investing it in something else.
As it stands, the data on leasing and how it actually affects crew pay and quota turnover is scarce. A motion introduced by Fish and Game Commissioner Cora Campbell asks for more analysis of the issues. The motion, which passed by one vote, calls for the council to consider an active participation requirement for the fishery and commissions a study that examines lease rate caps, crew compensation, and quota sales. The council is expected to take up the issue again sometime next year. In Unalaska, I'm Stephanie Joyce.